Okay, good morning. We continue our learning of Sha'arim B'Tfilah. We are on page Kuf Mem Tes. We're in the Pirkei Siyam. We are completing this wonderful, wonderful Sefer. If you recall, last week, Rav Pinkas introduced us to the idea of an Oiske Betner Kind, a child that you specifically daven for. When Chana pointed to Shmuel and said, Lanara Zeh Es Palalti, even though she was promised a son, because Shmuel was Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabbo, and Shmuel deserved Misa, he was promised a son even greater, Chana objects. She says, maybe he'd be greater in your eyes, but this is the son I daven for. And when a child is the result or carries the tefillos that we invested in them, then they are transformed into an altogether different child. So it continues, Rav Pinkas, we're on the bottom sentence of page Kuf Mem Tes. Hamuvan di nikosov Ramchal b'derech Hashem b'inyan tefilo. But Moshe Chaim Lutzato, the great Ramchal, writes, in his Sefer Derech Hashem, "Da'achrei Shekodesh Baruch Hu nasan la'adam de'ya lios manig atzmo menahal asakav." After Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us the intellect, the wisdom, to be able to lead our lives in a disciplined way, to be able to regulate our lifestyle, our choices, "V'afagav di'esh bezeh aliyah mitzad echad, al mitzad echad av yirid v'sakana." So, on the one hand, free will and the capacity to rule our own lives is an aliyah. On the one hand, it represents a blessing, but on the other hand, it's a danger. So the fact that we, from our perspective, influence and control our own destiny, on the surface it looks like it's our hard work that yields the results that we have. It's our choices that yield the consequences. On the surface, it looks like we are the ones who bring about the results. But the danger of that is to become too immersed, to work too many hours and too hard, and to think that we are too much in control. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to offset that? He gave us the concept of davening before Him. And we ask our needs from Him, and we direct all of our desperation towards Him. So Kadosh Baruch Hu strategically inserts davening during the day. We begin our day with davening, we recalibrate our compass in the middle of the day with mincha, and we conclude our day and reflect on it with marv. So that we never have an opportunity during that day to get lost and think, you know what, kochem otzim yadi, I'm the one responsible. My success, my achievements, they're all because of me. I'm smart, I work hard, I do. Whatever I have in life is a result of me. By beginning our day with recognition that, you know what, I'm only the junior partner, the senior partner is the Ribono Shel Olam. And nothing happens without His agreeing or allowing it to happen. And in the middle of the day, when I've spent my day busy, occupied, productive, hopefully, I might have lost my way, I might have started to get arrogant, I might have started to get an ego. So again, I daven mincha, and I come back to the Amida, and I remember again, no, I'm the junior partner, He's the senior partner. None of it happens, none of it goes through, none of it is successful without Him. And at the end of the day, when I look at my day, and I might think, it's a pretty good day. I did pretty well today. Not bad. I'm pretty good. I'm all that. So we end our day with Maariv to reflect with gratitude on how the day ends. And that's just a formal davening. And of course, as Rav Pinkas has been reinforcing throughout the Sefer, and particularly here in the Pirkei Siyum, that the Siddur is only the minor way that we daven. We mostly daven from our heart within the day. But all of that was inserted, all of this is introduced in order to keep us honest, in order to keep us humble, in order to keep us devoted to Hashem and remembering His role in our lives. So what the Ramchal is quoting, the Ramchal here, what the Ramchal is basically saying is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is concealed and hidden in this world, and we operate in the revealed world of what we see. And in that revealed world of what we see, in the world of free will and choice, it's so easy to fall into the trap of thinking we are in control. It's so easy. So with that free will comes an aliyah. We make the right choices, and we have enriched and transformed ourselves, our status, our identity, our lives. We make the wrong choices, and we've distanced ourselves. We have put a blemish on ourselves. But the yirida, the fall that we get from that free will, is the mistaken notion that we're in control. So davening is our anchor. We keep coming back to davening to bring us back to the true reality, not to the elusive reality of this world, and to realize that ultimately everything relies and depends on Him. Yes, you need to do your hard work. We don't believe that you sit on the couch and you're going to make a living. We don't believe that you don't date and you're going to find your wife. We don't believe that you don't put in your effort and you're going to meet success. We have to do our hishtadlus. But the hishtadlus is predicated on the recognition, on the appreciation, that ultimately whether that hishtadlus yields results, ultimately, is determined by Hashem. So here's his point. This is fantastic. This is Rav Pinkus's interpretation now based on that Ramchal. What it means is that every choice we have in this physical universe and every interaction we have with the material world, we have an opportunity to transform it into something spiritual. And that's what Chana was saying. Okay, you think Shmuel deserves death. Shmuel violated a capital crime. And you've promised me a second son who will be wiser and more righteous. But you can never replace Shmuel. Because Shmuel is the result of my heartfelt tefillos. If you hand me a more righteous child, but you've handed him to me. Shmuel was the result, came about, because I poured my heart out day after day after day. If you've never been to Shiloh, there's amazing things to see in Shiloh today. They've done excavations, it's incredible. But they also have the footprint of where the Mishkan was. You can literally see the footprint. And there's always a lot of women there who are davening like in the footsteps of Chana for a child. But to be able to stand in the same spot as Chana, in the footprint of the Mishkan where it was in Shiloh, is incredible. So Chana says, you know how many times I stood in that Mishkan? How I poured out my heart, how sincere and authentic and genuine I was? And when Shmuel came, when my prayers were answered, Shmuel was not Stam a biological child. He wasn't Stam some human being. He had within him, he was invested within him, the results of all of my tefillos, which transformed categorically who Shmuel was. And so that model that Chana speaks about is true with all of our occupations and preoccupations. If you're constantly davening, Hashem, help me get that job. Help me land that deal. Help me earn that living. Hashem, help whatever it is you're davening for. Your food and your drink, your clothing and your home, all of the material things of your life, you have transformed your material life into a spiritual one. Because when they result from your tefillos, they carry your tefillos in them. So when you serve dinner, when you have that Shabbos meal at your home, which is the result of your hard work, but not only your hard work, it's the result of your davening for success to get that job, to land that deal, to do better at work, to make more money. When you serve that dinner, instead of that just stam being chicken or meat and salad, now it's carrying the tefillos. It's the result of your tefillos. V'zeu inyan chai ishah. Chai perish chayim im neshama. That's the Gemara Shabbos called tefillah is a chai ishah. Talmud Torah is chai olam haba. The davening is this world, and learning is contact with the next world. So says Rav Pinkus, chaye means a life with a neshama. You're alive. You're alive. If you're not davening, if you're not asking and showing appreciation and using the needs of this world to connect to Hashem, then you're not alive. You are a zombie coasting through life. Kadosh Baruch Hu throws at us opportunities every day. Whether it's asking Hashem to take away the pain in our foot, or longing for the capacity of Ameichen Mitzadei Gaver, never taken again for granted the opportunity to put your pants on and to walk across the room with a little dignity, a little independence, which is a minor thing compared to people davening for a livelihood, for an income, to take care of their family. But whatever, we have opportunities every single day. We have opportunities to daven to Hashem. And that's a chayim with a neshama. That's what it means to be animated, to be vibrant, to be alive. You use the need to walk. You use the need to earn a living. You use the desire for whatever it is you're davening for as a means to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not just for the result of getting it, but for the means of connecting. And if on top of that you get it, wow, Now it carries your tefillah with it. It's not stam food. It's not stam a paycheck. It's not stam a car that you want. It's not stam the house. It's not stam the bride. It's not stam the child. He, she, it carry with it the tefillos you injected, you invested within. And if you do get a result, but you didn't daven, so you have the income, you got married, you had the child, you can walk across the room and put your pants on, you get all that without davening to Hashem for it. So it's as if you got it from another source. It's the same as if you got it with davening, but it lacks the spiritual element or dimension. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. This Mishnah Berurah quotes the Zohar. You might say, look, I got a good job, right? We just had a nice 10th anniversary Shabbos. Got a good job. Unless something totally scandalous happens, hopefully I have a good job. Not from my side, I don't expect anything to happen. But you say, you know what, I got a good paycheck, I got a good job. Let other people daven for their mizonos, let other people daven for their livelihood. It almost feels a little insensitive. I'm going to daven for my livelihood, I get a paycheck twice a month. I'm good at Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to be a chazer, I don't need more. I'm good, I'm taken care of. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no. I don't care who you are or what you're making. You daven every day for your continued livelihood. Not because you necessarily fear you're about to lose it, but why? Because then every morsel of bread becomes an oiskebetner shtickle of bread. In other words, every meal you eat, you have the bracha of knowing that that dinner carries the bracha of being the result of your tefillah. Prusas lachem sheba yidei tefillos v'tachanunim. V'sfuga b'kedusha. It is soaked with holiness. Shebalo miyado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes directly from the hand of Hashem. So don't think, you know what, I'm good. I got a wife, I got kids, I got the livelihood. Let other people daven, I'm good. Even when you think you're good, first of all, you never know when you're good. Many thought they were good and it turned not good very quickly, so never take for granted, always daven. But moreover, always daven, because through the tefillah for that thing that you think you were going to get anyway, you've transformed it from a purely physical material object into something that carries kedusha and tefillah, into something which brings you closer to Hashem. Have a great day.